day that Greater Manchester Police are reassessing its decision not to investigate claims you gave false information on official documents. Wouldn't the easy way of dealing with all the questions that have been raised about the sale of your council house and whether you owed tax on the sale of that, to simply publish the advice you say you've had that says you did nothing wrong? Put it in the public domain, then everybody can make their own mind up.
Well, I've been clear about that and I've given that information. What the police have done is they've conducted an investigative review following pressure from the Conservative deputy chair and concluded there is no case to answer. But since then, the Conservatives have made a complaint about the police's actions in that and the police are reassessing that. I am confident that I've done absolutely nothing wrong. I have been very clear on my advice that I've received.
Publish it then. Why not publish it?
Because I don't need to publish all of my details. My child's birth certificate was put out in the public domain and it's not fair on my family for that information about there. I've got that information. I'll give it to the police.
But
I'll give it to the HMRC.
Says he's not seen the tax report. So he's taking it on your word and we're taking it on your word. And I don't think, if you'll forgive me, you would accept that from a Conservative minister in the same circumstance. You'd say, publish. You may be able
to
say,
I'd love to see if every Conservative minister is going to give me the last 15 years of their personal arrangements, their living costs and their tax returns for that period. If we're all going to start giving that information.
We're talking about the advice that you've had that you did nothing wrong. You're saying,
as I said,
you've been told you did nothing wrong, and I'm saying, why can't we see that conclusion?
But I've been very clear. I will, if the HMRC want that information, I will comply and give HMRC that information. If the police want that information and they want me to give them that information, I'm happily going to give that information. But I'm not going to put out all of my personal details for the last 15 years.
Yes, you keep saying that, but I've not asked you for that.
About my family.
I've said that you've had advice, you say, from a tax lawyer that you didn't break the law. And what I'm asking is why you don't publish his advice. Not every detail of your living arrangement.
Because that's my personal tax advice, but I'm happy to comply with the necessary authorities that want to see that. But I don't think we're going down the road of MPs whenever somebody says, well, what's happening with your capital gains tax? We want to see all the information in detail. If we are, I'm happy. If we are going to have a level playing field and we suddenly decide that Conservative ministers need to hand over their tax affairs, I'm happy to, if you show me yours and I'll show you mine. If the Deputy Chairman and the others and Rishi Sunak and, Jeremy Hunt, if they all want to say, I'll give you the last 15 years of my tax details, I'm happy to disclose all of mine as well at the same time. I'm open to that if that's what they want us to do. But as I've said, I will give information over to the necessary authorities because I'm very clear
public.
I've not done... Well, the voting public, what I'm saying, and it can be clear, is I've done nothing wrong and I've given that information.
Trust
well, I'm not
me.
Saying believe me. I'm saying I've got my advice. I mean, I can't lie about my tax advice.
Okay.
I mean, that would be ridiculous. I mean, unless you're being accused of being a liar, I'm literally saying I've had my tax advice and that's clear. And I'll comply with HMRC or the police or any authority that want to do that. But if the Conservatives are going down the road of we all have to publish, then if they want to publish theirs, I'll happily publish mine.
Yeah. No, you made that point very clear. Angela Rayner, happy birthday again.
Thank you.